In this bulletin, Australia considers a future travel bubble arrangement with some Chinese provinces. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat dies. And in golf, the Masters suffers a high-profile COVID-19 withdrawal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has revealed that Australia is considering a future travel bubble arrangement with some provinces in China. Mr. Morrison says there are ongoing discussions with countries such as Japan, Korea, New Zealand, and the Pacific nations about opening up Australian borders for travel. Visitors from low-risk areas, particularly in North Asia, could also be considered for entry to Australia with appropriate quarantine arrangements in place. The nation will reflect on the 102nd anniversary of the armistice, which ended the First World War, with Remembrance Day commemorations today. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will be at the Remembrance Day service at the Australian War Memorial. Each year on this day, Australians observe 1 minute silence at 11 a.m. in memory of those who died or suffered in all wars and armed conflicts. This year, a Royal Australian Air Force Lockheed Hudson aircraft from the Tamora Heritage Flight will conduct a flyover Melbourne. European leaders are considering strategies to counter the threat of terrorism in the region, including tougher border control, policing and migration policy. The leaders of Germany, France, Austria and the EU have met after France and Austria were hit by a series of recent terrorist attacks linked to Islamic extremism. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Europe condemns all forms of religious hate and terrorism.
This is not about a confrontation between Islam and Christianity, for example. This is about the democratic model of society having to confront terrorism and anti-democratic behaviour.
An independent panel is set to begin an investigation into the World Health Organization's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The inquiry, which has the backing of more than 100 countries, including Australia, will examine whether the UN Health Agency has enough power and funding to tackle future pandemics. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark, who co-chairs the panel, says the probe will also establish a chronology of the events that led to the pandemic.
The independent panel will do its very best to shed light on what has happened. The aim is to formulate a set of recommendations aimed at enabling the world to do better the next time a pathogen with pandemic potential emerges.
Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat has died at the age of 65 after contracting COVID-19. For over three decades, Mr. Erekat was the face of Israeli and Palestinian peace negotiations. Mr. Erekat, who had suffered from ill health for years, spent 3 weeks in intensive care at an Israeli hospital before succumbing to the virus. Palestinian leader Mohammed Shtayyeh says the community is mourning his death.
With believing hearts content with the judgment of God and his destiny, His Excellency President Mahmoud Abbas, the President of the State of Palestine, mourns in his name and in the name of the Palestinian leadership and government to the masses of our Palestinian people and our Arab and Islamic nation and friends in the world, Saeb Erekat.
The federal government has blocked a push to fly the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags in the Parliament's Senate chamber. Aboriginal Senators Melandiri McCarthy, Pat Dodson and Lydia Thorpe moved a motion coinciding with NAIDOC week to have the flags raised on the floor of the upper house. The coalition senators opposed the move, narrowly defeating the motion 29 to 28 votes. Liberal Senator Anne Rustin explains her reasoning.
The government believes that the Australian national flag, which represents all Australians, is the only appropriate flag to be flown in the Senate chamber.
And to sport and golf, the Masters has suffered a high-profile COVID-19 withdrawal after 2017 US Masters Golf champion Sergio Garcia returned a positive result. The Spaniard started suffering a sore throat after missing the cut at the Houston Open last weekend, ruling him out of this year's event. He follows Chile's Joaquin Niemann in pulling out due to COVID-19. Five Australians, including 2013 winner Adam Scott, who has recently recovered from the virus, will contest the event. Scott has commented on the absence of fans who won't be admitted when the tournament begins on Thursday.
playing major championship golf without the spectators out there and the crowds and the atmosphere, and that is a huge difference. Things that will be the same is it still means the same to us all.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, cloudy 20, Adelaide mostly sunny 26, Melbourne late showers and a possible storm 29, Hobart hot with a late shower or 2:30, Canberra sunny 27, Wollongong much the same 24, Sydney also sunny and 24, Newcastle similar conditions 27, Brisbane mostly sunny also 27, Cairns partly cloudy 31, and Darwin sunny 35. This is SBS News.